the OTB Podcast Network.
You're welcome back. So it has been a fairly turbulent few days for Scottish football, to say the least. Three games have now been postponed in the Premiership up there. Three further games, I should say. Celtic's game against St Mirren and Aberdeen's fixture against Hamilton, both due to be played tomorrow night, are now going to be rescheduled. And Celtic versus Aberdeen on Saturday has also been postponed. Now, this is because Celtic player Bolly Bolongoli took a trip to Spain and failed to self-isolate upon his return. He then went on to line out, came off the bench and played against Kilmarnock on Sunday. Last week then, you will have seen the story that two Aberdeen players tested positive for COVID-19, and then a further six were forced to self-isolate because they came into close contact with these two cases, and it was reported that the eight of them were in a bar in Aberdeen after their match with Rangers. Their game against St Johnstone last weekend was subsequently postponed. So, to say that the Celtic situation has thrown fuel on this fire is putting it lightly, and we are going to be joined by Robert Grieve of the Scottish Sun in just a moment, but let's hear what some of the main figures in this story have been saying over the past little while. And we're going to start with Scotland's National Clinical Director, Professor Jason Leach, who says that the players in the Scottish Premiership who have broken coronavirus rules have risked the health of the public and also risked the return of other elite sports.
I spent 45 minutes with the captains and managers of our clubs. I'm a fan as well as the National Clinical Director, and I told them of their responsibility, but actually, more importantly than that, I told them of the dangers of the virus. They put at risk two things. They put at risk principally the health of the population, irrespective of if you're a footballer, a factory worker, a school teacher, or whoever you are. If you break the guidance, you put at risk your own health and the health of your loved ones. That's the most important thing for the footballers to understand. But they have an added responsibility because they put at risk the return of elite sport, not just their own sport, but golf, horse racing, rugby, swimming, everything else. We've designed a bubble system because they are privileged. They are getting to do extra things that the rest of the population aren't, and they have put that at risk. So I hope you can hear in my voice how disappointed I was yesterday to hear of another. It's not just this one player. It's a series of breaches now that we have to get the SPFL and the SFA and the clubs to address. It's not my job to address them. I think our guidance and our rules are crystal clear, and they were made clear to them again last night. So I look forward to them coming with what that solution will be over the next week.
OK, so that is Scotland's National Clinical Director, Professor Jason Leach. Now let's hear from Scottish First Minister Nicola Sturgeon. She's been speaking about this, and she says that the footballers haven't lived up to their responsibilities.
This is just not acceptable. You know, we're asking members of the public, every day I stand here and ask members of the public to make huge sacrifices in how they live their lives. And the vast majority of members of the public are doing that, and it's not easy. We can't have privileged football players just deciding that they're not going to bother. So this can't go on. What we're going to do about it? Well, let me say, first of all, I want to get to a situation here where clubs and players live up to their responsibilities, because I don't want the price of this to be paid by fans who want to watch football, even although they can't go as normal to spectate in stadiums. And I don't want the price of this to be paid by football players and clubs who are living up to the responsibilities. So there have been talks ongoing over the course of the morning. Jason has been part of those talks with the football authorities, where we've given them the opportunity to tell us how they are going to put their house in order and make sure that these breaches don't happen, or when they do, that there are very clear penalties in place for players and for clubs. We will hopefully say more about the outcome of those talks later on this afternoon. I don't want the season to be in jeopardy for the reasons I've just set out. I don't want people who are not responsible for this to pay the price. But we have to be very clear, this situation is not acceptable.
Yeah, Nicola Sturgeon there talking about the whole situation. Finally, let's wrap up with the audio by hearing from Neil Lennon, Celtic manager. He says they've been let down by Bolly Bolongoli.
We played Hamilton in the opening game of the season. We gave the players a couple of days off after. It had been a heavy week that week. And we made it clear to the players that they weren't to leave Glasgow. Unbeknownst to us, until yesterday, Bolongoli took a flight to Spain on the Monday and then flew back in on the Tuesday. the one day in Spain, there's no logic in that. And then decided to keep it to himself, didn't tell anybody, trained all week, put everybody at risk in this bubble that we've created here. And then obviously he was part of the squad, played on Sunday, put everybody at risk, you know, the Kilmarnock players as well, Kilmarnock staff. And then obviously the story broke yesterday, and then he came clean, and we were absolutely livid, appalled. The club have been at the forefront of, you know, maintaining good practice, you know, the protocols all in place, trying to get the game up and running, and we have been bitterly and sorely let down by the selfish actions of one individual.
Yeah, Neil Lennon there, livid, to say the very least. Scottish Sun chief football writer Robert Grieve is with us. Robert, thanks a million for taking the call. How are you doing?
I'm very well, how are you?
Not too bad, thanks. I think Neil Lennon did a pretty good job of breaking down the Ballingulley situation there. What more can you tell us about what's happening at the moment?
Well, yeah, I think Neil Lennon pretty much hit it in the head this afternoon. He did his broadcast press conference, and then the Daily Guys, myself included, spoke to him afterwards. And I genuinely can't remember hearing him as angry as he was today. Really let down by Ballingulley, and I think just completely flabbergasted by the situation. You can ask yourself, what more can Celtic do? What more can any club do when they make it perfectly clear to their players what the situation is? These guys are, as Neil says, in a bubble. They have been for weeks now, and Scottish football is desperate to get going, has done a week ago, and yet things like this happen. It kind of beggars belief. But again, as I say, speaking to Neil this afternoon, I can't remember him as being as angry as he is, and I think just disappointed and absolutely stunned by it.
This was the fear that some people would have had before football returned. It was a fear that people had of Premier League footballers in England, that they would breach protocol because a few of them had done during lockdown. And in fairness, people hit back to that and said, this is unfair. It is unfair to say that Premier League footballers will not hold up their end of the bargain. That went off without a hitch. Unfortunately, the whole idea of footballers misbehaving is not going to be helped whatsoever by what we've seen from Aberdeen and from Celtic over the last little while. So Ballingulley gets a day or two off, basically. All the players get a day or two off. And he decides to go to Spain for, what is it, 24 hours? And then doesn't inform anybody when he gets home. It's one of the more bizarre decisions we've seen from an individual at this point. And you do suspect that Neil Lennon won't be giving many personal responsibilities out to players in future.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, as you touched on there, a week ago, we had eight Aberdeen players following their game against Rangers, going out on the town, having a meal and then going for some drinks. Now, that was stupidity, gross stupidity. But this isn't a different level. This is a guy who's going abroad and doesn't seem to have any kind of no thought for anyone else about himself. You know, he doesn't care about the consequences. I think the Aberdeen guys, as much as it was a gross mistake from them, I think it was just stupidity. This goes way beyond that. Neil Lennon, as he touched on today, puts it down to that. He doesn't just write this off as a daft football player. This is a guy who made a conscious decision. He was going to go abroad for 24 hours with his girlfriend or a female friend of his, and to hell with the rest of it. And suddenly Celtic, who are completely and utterly unaware of the situation until my newspaper, The Scottish Sun, went to Celtic with us last night, is unaware. And he's now having to face the music this afternoon. I don't think there's any way back for Ballingulley after this. I see the guy with 3 years left in his contract at Celtic. It cost him well over £2 million. He made 14 appearances last season. He's done next to nothing to justify his place at Celtic. And then he's done this. As I say, it beggars belief. I don't know how Celtic deal with it, how they can get through this situation, but they have to deal with it. As you touched on as well, Nicola Sturgeon, the Scottish Government, they've got their eyes on Scottish football right now, and quite rightly so. They've given Scottish football considerable leeway to get back playing. And there's clubs who are delighted to be back playing because it's keeping the wheels from the door. But then something like this happens. Aberdeen won last week, and this is even worse. You scratch your head and kind of wonder about players sometimes and what goes through their mind. But this one, it's really hard to fathom.
How do Celtic and Aberdeen both get on the pitch again? How do we get out of this, and what happens next?
Well, they just have to. I think they have to take their medicine just now. They're not playing. Celtic were meant to be playing St Mirren tomorrow. That's off, and then coincidentally, the teams Aberdeen and Celtic were meant to be playing against each other at the weekend. Again, game off. Celtic's next game is a European match. Between the last game and that, we're looking at 10 days without having kicked a ball. Neil Lennon, I know for a fact, isn't happy with that either. But they have to take their medicine. There's nothing Celtic can complain about on this. Any other Scottish club that's caught up in this, they have to take their medicine. As I say, Nicola Sturgeon, I think, has been relatively fair. I think there was people listening to her address to the nation this afternoon at lunchtime, wondering if she might actually take the decision to actually call it off here and now. She hasn't done that. She's basically called it off for a week, but it could have been a lot worse. But I tell you what, if things don't change now with the players all around the country who think they can do what they like, then this is just going to happen again. But it is worth stressing that the vast majority of players, I think, are actually going ahead with the rules. They are listening to what's been said. And these are the guys you have to think about, because they're the ones that are suffering just now. Submitting, they've done nothing wrong. Their game tomorrow's off. So there has to be a change in mentality with players. But maybe this, hopefully this will be the kind of final wake-up call. We thought it was going to be after the Aberdeen incident last week that the penny would drop with players. Hopefully this is the one that is going to happen.
Sturgeon has made the point that this is now the yellow card for football, that one more incident and it will be a red card. The whole thing will be scuppered. And the problem here, Robert, is that what we've had, as you put it, are two instances of stupidity. One is more stupid than the other, but they are both instances of stupidity. What happens if there is an accidental occurrence or an outbreak or a few extra cases that come not out of bad faith, but out of pure accident, out of the fact that figures are rising all around the world and in Scotland once again? Does that also mean that the red card will be shown to Scottish football, that if there is even an inkling of football causing a few new cases, that the whole thing will be scuppered?
I would argue against that. There was an incident at St Mirren a couple of weeks ago when, through a call centre, one of the backroom staff at St Mirren, a wife or girlfriend works in the call centre, and it got into St Mirren and they had a bit of an incident they had to deal with. That's no one's fault. That's going to happen. Whether players are in a bubble or not, they go home, they've got wives, they've got girlfriends who are interacting with the community, the wider community. They've got kids who are going to be going to school this week. So there's every chance that this could happen again, but it's a different ball game when guys are going to pubs and where guys are jumping on a plane and going to Malaga for 24 hours just because they feel like it. That's a different ball game. That's why Nicola Sturgeon is furious with this, and understandably. It's a different argument. It's a different situation if players are actually just caught up in it because they're caught up in it and they can't do anything about it. I think that she would take a different view of it, albeit if there's another wave of this that hits Scotland beyond Aberdeen, then it's going to be problematic for Scottish football because games will inevitably be called off. But I don't think Nicola Sturgeon or the Scottish Government will have the same dim view if it's because of circumstances. I think it's because of the way this has come about, because players basically deciding, to hell with it, I'm going to do what I like. And that's where she's got a problem with it. And as I say, you can't argue with that. Scottish football has been given real leeway to get back going again. Clubs were arguing desperately to get back going again, and it's been given the go-ahead. We're still hoping that we can get fans back into the stadiums in the next month, in September. Whether or not that happens now, I would very much doubt it. I think that might be pushed down the road. But there's no doubt that the government now has a firm view in Scottish football, a close eye on it, and it's right to do so.
That's the key thing here, isn't it? That everything else gets pushed back a little bit. Supporters in grounds in a month, Robert, speaking honestly, it looks like that's a fairly far-fetched idea given what we've seen over the last few days. But also how other elite sports bodies in Scotland must be looking at this would be very interesting as well. Like, we'd be paying particular interest to the Scottish teams in the Pro 14 and a potential Pro 14 final coming down the line between an Irish province and a Scottish province. Scottish rugby, other Scottish sports must be looking at the privileged situation that Scottish football have found themselves in and must really be fearing what happens to them if Scottish football does get put the brakes on it.
Yeah, absolutely. As I say, I think Nicola Sturgeon touched on that today when she spoke about how, well, she mentioned, I think in fact it was Jason Leach who mentioned it, the clinical director who was talking about how Scottish football has been given dispensation. And it's because, and the other sports are watching that because they're wanting to go ahead to start. So it isn't just about Scottish football, it's about Scottish golf, it's about swimming, or every other rugby, every other sport in the country who's wanting to get going again. So absolutely, it's crucial that Scottish football does it's the best it can for itself, but also for other sports. There are wider issues, of course. I mean, we've got pubs that are open. Aberdeen, I've got an outbreak and our pubs open. So we're talking about getting fans back into stadiums, which is what we all want. And as you say, we think the can's been kicked down the road a little bit in that because of this. But equally, if we're letting hundreds of people inside pubs to watch games on TV, then I do question why we can't have fans inside stadiums, even if it is socially distanced. I think that is something that could happen. I would argue that fans and people are actually safer in stadiums than they would be in a pub. But that's a different argument. But absolutely, other sports will be looking at what's going on with Scottish football, and they'll probably be shaking their heads because we're in week two and already we've had two major incidents. And you just wonder the consequences of what will happen if there's another incident anytime soon.
On a purely football level, to finish up then, Robert, if this were all to be halted over the next little while, then there is the purely practical level of footballers who don't have any football to play. There are targets that Premier League clubs, the Championship clubs have within Scotland. And if those footballers aren't allowed to play because of the stupid decisions of a few individuals elsewhere in the league, and they're sitting on their hands, I mean, there could be a mini exodus from the league as well. There are just a multitude of problems that could be presented if Sturgeon does follow up with this and the red card is shown to Scottish football.
There's a multitude of situations with it. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, there's clubs. I was in contact with a chief executive of one of the clubs, one of the Premiership clubs this morning, who was terrified about what was going to come out of Nicola Sturgeon's mouth because of that. A club that's done nothing wrong, a club that's paying, I believe, £6,000 every week to test their players, and yet they were worried about the prospect of Scottish football having its doors closed. I mean, that's not fair in that club, and it'll be the same throughout the country. Clubs who are doing everything they possibly can to get through this, to keep the doors open, and they'll be terrified right now. So absolutely, it's something which will worry people, and understandably so. Will there be an exodus of players? I think if you're a footballer at a club right now, you will be worried. You may have a contract, but you'll be thinking, what's going to happen next? So absolutely, there's definitely anxious times for Scottish football right now, but it has to help itself. There's a pandemic going on in the world which is so uncertain that people, a lot of it we can't do anything about. But players can at least stay in the house. They can at least follow the rules and help themselves. And until that happens, Scottish football is going to have a problem.
Without question. Listen, Robert, thanks a million for taking the call this afternoon. Really appreciate it.
Anything.
That was an OTB Podcast Network presentation.